This may well be the earliest raisin weekend ever, but the bitter Scottish winter has not failed to keep up with the new academic calendar. As freshers undertake one of St Andrew's strangest traditions, academic parents and children gather around St Salvator's Quad.
Rebecca Levin, I'm dressed as a sheep cat thing.
I'm Brad, and I'm dressed as a cow, along with my other academic brothers and sisters.
Why a cow?
Because our mom loves cows, and our aunt's children are pigs.
I'm Callum, and I'm dressed as a mummy, I think.
I'm Maddie, and I'm dressed as a mummy, too.
Where else would you find people carrying shields, dressed in blood, wearing funny hats, looking like witches? It's only for one occasion, for the annual foam fight at St Salvator's Quad. This incredibly unusual tradition here is evidence of the best and the worst of the university. When you see people here on Raisin Monday covered in foam, this is St Andrew's traditions at their best. Of course, following on from Sunday's traditions, that's also St Andrew's at its worst.
It's Rebecca Blatz. I'm a JSA, and it was great. For my first time in St Andrew's.
A lasting impression that we've
left. Lasting impression. Hi, I'm Catherine Davis, and yeah, it was definitely a memory.
Something that you never want to do again?
No, something you definitely want to do like every year.
You recommend it.
It should be whipped cream, though, not shaving cream.
That's what we were thinking, yeah.
Despite the patches of foam across the town and the distinct smell in the quad, Raisin is over now for another year. Fife Constabulary told Star that this has been a good year for them. Raisin has been very safe in comparison to previous years. You can hear an extended Raisin report on Alexander Jones Live, Thursday from 5 to 6 on Star. Alexander Jones, Star News, St Salvator's Quad.